Good morning, everyone. All right, okay. Can you turn to your neighbor left and right and say this? Thank you for sitting beside me. All right, praise the Lord. All right, now. Okay, we are in the midst of a series, okay, called Gospel Explained. Say with me, Gospel. All right, so we are doing through the book of Romans. I hope you are blessed. And now we are already in the second block, okay, which is called Gospel of Freedom. And we are still in chapter 5 today. We're going to cover the second part, okay, of chapter 5, okay. Now, so we have all the five blocks. So now we are at the Romans chapter 5 called Gospel Freedom. Say with me, freedom. Okay, tell your neighbor left and right, you know I got wings, okay. That will be angel right now. So in this second part of Romans chapter 5, last week I talked about the peace of God, God's peace. And today we're going to talk about, okay, the grace, okay, of God, right? So you're wondering what grace of God I'm going to talk about. I'm not going to like the definition of grace, what grace can do. But in this passage, okay, that Paul is talking about, why grace, okay, why the grace of God. So with that, I'm just give you the understanding, okay, of what grace or what this passage, okay, from verse 12 to 21, okay, is about. All right. So with this phrase, to understand grace of God in this passage, while sin and death enter the world through Adam, we can reign in life as we receive God's abundant grace through Christ. Okay, so this is the idea, this is the goal, okay, when we look at this second part of Romans chapter 5. Are you with me? Yes, all right now. My first question for all of us will be, what has man become? When you look around us, okay, when you look at the news, okay, every day or the past century or decades or in days to come, I do not know, all right? I wonder if you have any question as regard to the sinfulness of man. When you think, okay, about the human race, how many race are there? They said there's only one. It's called the human race. Okay, now, so the question of about the sinfulness of man, if you're not sure about it, actually, we don't have to spend a lot of time talking about the sinfulness of man. You turn to left, right, you can talk the whole day, okay, how man has sinned against God, all right? But I want to say that if you were to go anywhere, any part of the world, you look at any news, you just pick up on the, even the digital news, social media and all those, or in any kind of language, you just have to, you don't have even have to discover, okay, about the sinfulness, okay, of the human race. Something has gone wrong, okay, with men, right? Talking about sins, talking about wickedness, talking about evil, okay, has taken ground inside the heart of men. It's like no one is immune, okay? It's like, no one is exempted. I do not know how many of us can actually stand and say, oh, I'm innocent. Okay, all of us are not, okay, we are not perfect. We fail in certain ways. Okay, we have sinned against God, okay, in certain measure. So somehow, somewhere, okay, someone has injected a kind of poison, okay, inside mankind, okay, in the human bloodstream. And even when you know the right thing to do, yet we still do the wrong thing. All right, and just like Paul, when he said, the thing that I want to do, I didn't do. The thing that I want to do, I keep on doing. The things that I do not want to do, I know I do not want to do, but I keep on doing. All right, I don't know how to repeat the whole sentence again, but that's how Paul was trying to say, okay, the right thing that we want to do, but didn't do. Sometimes we look at sin. Sin is not just about doing wrong things. Okay, that is sin of commission, commit, right? Commit sin. But the other side of sin is about sin of omission, the right thing that we know but didn't do. So this thing keep on repeating itself. Where there's something wrong with the mankind, sometimes you look at family, marriage, career, personal life, things that is already know that's the right thing to do. In fact, we have the answer ourselves, but we keep on repeating something that is really wrong, all right? Why? Because what we're going to look into, okay, Paul is talking about, to bring the message, okay, of grace of God is because of sin. When you think about that, is there still hope in mankind? Oh, yes, somebody say yes, somebody say no. All right, so today, as we talk about grace of God, I recall about this song, Man in a Mirror. I'm not a singer. But sometimes I think about this song, I look at the song that was written and sang by who? Michael Jackson, all right. Now, when I look at lyrics, among the first few stanza, he says, I got to make a change. For once in my life, it's going to feel real good. I'm going to make a difference. I'm going to make it right. As I turn up the collar on my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see kids in the street with not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see their needs? All right, and still go on. But when it comes to the chorus, say, I'm starting with the man in the mirror, because he wanted to make a change, all right? And asking him to change his way, and no message could have been any clearer. If they want to make the world a better place, take a look at yourself and then make a change. Man in the mirror. I do not know, each time when you look at the mirror, what do you see, all right? What do you see? So today, as we look at grace of God, okay, how Paul, okay, presented the grace, okay, by saying about the wickedness, the sinfulness, okay, of man, okay, within us, all right? So we're going to look at Romans chapter 5, verse 12, okay, to 21. Okay, now, let's read them together, and then we're going to unpack that, okay, line by line. All right, are y'all ready? 1, 2, 3. Therefore, just as sin entered the world through one man, death through sin, and in this way, death came to all people because of sin. To be sure, sin was in the world before the law was given, but sin is not charged against anyone's account where there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from time of Adam to the time of Moses, even over those who did not sin by breaking a command, as did Adam, who is a pattern of one to come. But the gift is not like the trespass, for if the many died by the trespass of the one man, how much more did God's grace and the gift that came by the grace of the one man, Jesus Christ, overflow to the many? Nor can the gift of God be compared with the result of one man's sin. The judgment followed one sin and brought condemnation, but the gift followed many trespasses and brought justification. For if by the trespass of one man, death reigned through that one man, how much more will those who receive God's abundant provision of grace and of the gift of righteousness reign in life through one man, Jesus Christ? Consequently, just as one trespass resulted in condemnation for all people, so also one righteous act resulted in justification and life for all people. All right? And for just as through the disobedience of one man, the many were made sinners, so also through the obedience of one man, the many will be made righteous. The law was brought in so that the trespass might increase, but where sin increased, grace increased all the more, so that just as sin reigned in death, so also grace might reign again through righteousness to bring eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. May the Lord bless the reading of His Word. Amen. Let's pray. Father God, I commit all of us into Your hands as we cover the second part of Romans 5. Holy Spirit, come, teach us, guide us, Lord. Let us see deep in our heart how man has fallen. Father, we ask, Holy Spirit, teach us, guide us, transform us, so that, oh God, Lord, that we also bring the message, okay, of the grace of God, okay, to others. I give thanks. I pray this in Jesus' name. Everyone say, how many men are there? One man? Two men? Three men? There are two men. There's one man who sinned, there's one man who did not, right? One man who disobey, one man that obey, all right? So today I'm going to look at the one man who sinned and the one man, okay, who did not, okay? The one man who sinned, made wrong choices, opened the door for corruption. So sin entered the world, all right? Now, the other one is the other man who makes sacrifice, okay, make right choice, open the door for salvation. So as you read this passage, all right, I want you to have in mind that there was this first Adam, okay, in the book Genesis, and there is a second Adam. In the first Adam, death came in through Adam, okay, and when we look at the second Adam, it's none other than Jesus Christ, life came in, all right. So the whole passage of this, when we look at Adam and also the second Adam now, for us to continue to understand, my big question will be, what does it mean, okay, by the grace of God in regards to the death in Adam and life in Christ. Okay, this passage. All right. Now, I'm going to cut this into three. With verse 12 to 14, we're going to look at death reigns in Adam, through Adam. 15 to 19, grace reigns through Christ. And the last part, verse 20 to 21, grace triumphs over sin and death. Okay, so I'm going to bring you through, okay, through this section. Okay, are you all with me? All right, now, first one, death reigns, okay, through Adam. We're going to unpack verse 12, okay, to 14. When we say death reigns through Adam, it means that death reigns because of one man's sin. And that is none other than the first Adam. So we're going to look at verse 12. Okay, we're going to unpack the question of how did sin enter? What happened when sin entered? Why do men repeatedly choose, okay, to sin? So when we look at this verse 12, therefore, just as sin entered the world through one man, right now, the word enter, when you read this enter, it's like, wow, it seems like a murderer came into your house. A thief came into your house. And we talk about this through this one man, it's referring to none other than Adam himself, which means we need to go back to the story of Adam and Eve. And that one man, okay, by the name of Adam. Now, Adam certainly has opened the door to sin. And this truth or this fact, okay, take us back to the earliest days of human history, okay, which is the Garden of Eden. All right, which means majority of us know this story of the Garden of Eden, okay, which means in the, they call it the primeval, okay, paradise time when God created Adam and made Adam and Eve as the king and queen. Because when he made Adam king and queen in that sanctuary, in that garden, okay, you hear me, I'm repeating myself on the previous message, is that God created that sanctuary, Garden Eden, where the presence of God is, okay, where they see the promise of God, where they have face to face with God, and they worship Him. Okay, the presence of God is there right now. They were given the title of king and queen because they are to rule. Okay, they're going to take dominion. Okay, and name every creature. And in fact, how many of you know that Eve, the name Eve was given by Adam? Do you know that? All right, so Adam, okay, the husband actually named, okay, his wife right now. So Adam became the head of the first human family, all right? So when become the first human family, okay, the head, so whatever he did actually follows, all right, throughout, okay, the generation. So God said to Adam and Eve, okay, this garden that's been created to you, any fruit that you like, you can eat it, you can enjoy it, all right? If you want to play with tiger, please go and play. Okay, if you get lion, please go and do so, all right? You want to ride on the hippo, by all means, okay? Everything's under your dominion, all right? But there's one thing you need to do, okay? Your responsibility is to guard and keep the garden, okay? And of all the trees and all the fruit, there's one fruit you must not eat, okay? So this is where there is a place, okay, of choice, okay, given to mankind, Adam and Eve, right now. So with that, God placed man in a garden with everything, but only that one tree that is forbidden. And what happened was, the serpent came, tricked Eve, okay, to eat the fruit, and Eve offered it to Adam, all right? So there's always this question among husband and wife, who sinned first? Okay, there's always this argument when husband and wife fight, okay, so true, it's true that Eve eat first, but the question for all of us is, who is responsible? The man. The man is responsible. Was the tree there all the time? Yes. What did Adam do? Nothing. When Eve was being tricked, what did Adam do? Nothing. When Eve took the fruit, what did Adam do? Nothing. When Eve ate it, what did Adam do? Nothing. When Eve offered it to Adam, he ate it. So friends, this is to show us that when Eve was being deceived, Adam deliberately sinned. Eve was being tricked. Adam supposed to protect, okay, his wife, Eve. All right, because God gave the command to Adam, that is to keep and guard the garden
which means everything, including if and from every other, okay, deception and so on. The theologians, okay, call it that moment the fall, jatuh, okay, sin against God. So man fell from the state of innocence to the state of guilt, fell from grace to judgment, fell from life to death, and fell from heaven to hell, so to speak. All right, because God has created the sanctuary for them. They are like in heaven. All right, so with that sin, disobedience, God has to kick them out, okay, from, okay, the Garden of Eden. Now, so with that, what happened when sin entered? So in this scripture, it says that, and death through sin. And in this way, death came to all people. But that means sin or death spread to all men. Okay, in other words, it's like saying, okay, cancer that has taken place and you just continue to spread. Okay, it's like an illness, it's like a sickness, okay, that come upon, okay, the mankind. Now, when you look about all that's happening in the world today, racial hatred, what else? Religious strife, greed, violence, injustice, fraud, killing, bloodshed, and all those. You read the news. Assassination, latest news a week ago in Japan, right now. Where do they come from? What caused them to do so? The answer is still sin. But one thing I look at here is, Bible recorded that because all sin. I was thinking about, hey, this is past tense. This is past tense. It doesn't make sense, right? Now, to understand this, it basically means Adam, because all sin in Adam, Adam's sin, that spreads, death spread, okay, to all human. Okay, it's like saying Adam is the driver of the bus you are taking, or Adam is the pilot. If the bus go down, every passenger go down. Whether you are having your meal, whether you're watching your minions, whether you're in the toilet, in the plane, if the pilot fail, you goes down. Everybody, no matter whether you're first class or what the normal class, everything goes down. Or if you love cooking, if you have poured in the wrong sauce. There's one time I tried to cook. I already put in the sauce. I was thinking, wow, this one, my early days, okay, put sugar, wow, already kiam, already someone put salt. So when I first taste, wow, so kiam. All right, now, so salty, right? So whether you scoop from the top, you scoop from the middle, or you scoop from the bottom, the whole pot is gone. You cannot even serve. Can you see that? So this is what happened to mankind when it says that death through sin, in this way, death spread, okay? Death came to all people because all sin. Why do people repeatedly choose to sin? No, that is because of what Adam did. So all of us was born, okay, with this sin nature. All right, say with me, sin nature. Right, so to unpack this is that you look at those who have children, or look at yourself, okay, while growing up, or we have children. Every parents who want to teach our children what, how to walk, how to eat right, take bath, clean, tidy, what else? Everything that is good, okay, for our children to grow. But none of us will actually teach our children to fight, to lie, to cheat, what else? To steal. All those that we know that's wrong. We never teach them. But lo and behold, they just know how to cheat. They just know how to fight. Okay, they just know how to punch their sister or brother, all right? And then take things, okay, that does not belong. Okay, so sometimes when children playing, right? Those who have many children, one. Many children, right? Many of you have many children. Okay, so when there's one toy or friends that come with their children, but there's one toy that nobody touch. But one little boy or one little girl go and take the one toy. Everybody wants to play with that. And everybody fights over that small toy that nobody wants to play, okay, in the early days, all right? So this is exactly, okay, what happened, that nobody teaches how to disobey, being stubborn, being selfish, and self-ambition. But it's all inside, okay, human mankind, all right? Now, I heard of this story, I just find it's cute, all right? So this was this man, let's call him John, okay, John. John was working in the farm, you know, working the farm. He was thinking about, This is all because of Adam. I have to work under the sun. I have to toil, okay, the ground. Okay, God cursed Adam. This is all about Adam, Adam's fault. Okay, that I got this job and I have to work in the field. I have to toil the ground. I have to sweat. Adam. Then the owner of the farm came. He said, "Hey, John, why are you cursing about?" And then you see, he keep on cursing John, cursing Adam. Adam is the reason and the cause of everything. So this owner said, "Okay, John, let me tell you what. From today onwards, you don't have to work in the field anymore. You can be in my house. You can go to the kitchen, eat whatever you like. All right, enjoy yourself." He was so happy and took that, but one condition. You see this box? You can never open this box. The moment you open this box, you have to go back to the field. Well, he agreed. Wow, enjoy. Everything is the freshest owner. Wow, so many things could enjoy. He could do whatever he wants in the house, except this box. So, day after day, week after week, he came out looking in the box. So, what's next? Nobody is watching. What's next? So, cut story short, he opened the box. The mouse ran out. And the mouse couldn't be found anymore. The owner came to know. So what's next? He's back into the field. Whose fault? It's his fault. Not Adam's fault. His fault. Okay. So this is one thing is sinfulness of man that has taken place. All right, within man. Okay, moving forward. Now, can a person sin because there is no law? Okay, this is also interesting. To be sure, sin was in the world before the law was given, but sin is not charged. Okay, where there is no law. How to understand this? Okay, count. Can a person sin because there's no law? Can a person sin because there's no law? There's no law. When you go on the highway, who says 110 kilometers per hour? The law. Nobody. Okay. Long time ago, I was in this place, okay, and it's back in Tolintan, okay? So we went to the farm. It's an oil palm, okay? Oil palm plantation. So we visited this one of the leader when I was very young. So this person who works there, he said, "Do you know my car, all this? No road tax. Do you pay road tax?" So he said, "No road tax. I don't have to pay road tax." I was like, "Why? My motorcycle, my car, I don't pay road tax at all." I was so curious because I was only like 17 years old. I was just wonder. Then I said, "Why?" "Because this is my land. This is my land. Police will not check whether I drive with a license in my land. This is my land. So I don't need road tax." Right? Now, can a person sin because there's no law? Can I break the traffic light when there's no traffic light, traffic law? I can, in my own farm, I can drive 100, 200, if my farm is so big that I could drive to 200 kilometers per hour, nobody will stop me. Because it's my land, right? Now, so can a person sin because there's no law? Another version says that people sin even before the law was given, but it was not counted as sin because there was not yet any law to break. So if there's no traffic law, so any driver can do whatever they like. But what does that mean? That means that there's no law in the human mind is that, all right, the sin could not be imputed to mankind until the law came. Okay, this is what it means. It's what it means. But is that so? Does that mean that, give you another perspective, does that mean that you can harm another person in your own land? What's in my own land? I can do whatever I like. I can harm another person, but there's no law. Is it like that? No, of course not. All right? Now, how many of you know that the wages of sin is death? Now, so when I go to the next verse, nevertheless, death reigned from the time of Adam to time of Moses. Time from Adam, because Adam sinned, death came in. So the wages of sin is death. So it's already happening even before the law came. Can you see? All right, so death reigned from time of Adam to the time of Moses, even over those who did not sin by breaking a command, as did Adam, who is a pattern of the one, okay, to come. So in other words, well, wages of sin is death, but gift of God is eternal life. So what's the punishment for sin? It's none other than death. So right before the law, there's already a punishment of death. It's not about the law that you've been punished. Can you see? So the law doesn't save you. Huh? So when you think about the law and grace, so the law doesn't save you, but death punishment already given, okay, even from the time of Adam. So death reigned from Adam, okay, to Moses. So you can check the book on Genesis. If you have your digital Bible, you can do and search. And you search about, and he died. Okay, so you can search. So I just searched. He said, Adam lived a total of how many years and he died? Next, Seth lived for how many years and then he died? Enosh lived for how many years, then he died? Kenan lived how many years, then he died? Mahalalel, okay. Live for how many years? Jared, Methuselah, continue, Lamech, continue. You go and read how many this person live how many years? 900 over years, 800 over years, 700 years, and he died. Was the law given? Not yet. Okay. So all across the generation live hundreds of years, and then they died, except for Enoch. Okay, Enoch was taken directly to the heaven without seeing death. What's the point? The point is all men died because they were sinners, even without the Ten Commandments. Huh? All right, so this way we can see that here. All right, so death already existed way before law was given. So in other words, all men suffered the penalty of sin, which is death, not because of the law. The law came is to show that we are sinners. Or else nobody know, ma. How do I know I break the law? The law came. How do I know 110 is the limit? How do I know? The law. How do I know the law? When it was given. Alright, so here tell us that the law functions as the mirror to show us that we have sinned. Is death still reign today? Yes, of course. Okay, still reign today. If you are not sure, please check the news. Those days we used to buy newspaper, Straits Time, Last Star, and all those, Berita Harian, whatever, right? I don't know which page interests you the most. Obituary. Who died today? Something is sad, right? You open up, wow, so many obituary. It's crazy right now. Now, with that, just to tell us one thing that is for certain. In this world, a lot of things are uncertain. Economy is not certain. Petrol price, you don't know whether to go up. I came from the Philippines. The petrol per liter has gone up to what? 90 peso to 100 peso. It's just crazy. Those I met, people say, oh, so crazy, but still so many cars on the road. So I don't know. All right now. So how many of you thank God? Here is 2 ringgit, right now. That is almost like 8 to 10 ringgit per liter. It's just crazy, right now. So one thing for certain is that death is far more certain because, okay, of that multi-business industry take advantage of that. What is the industry? Life insurance. Why do you buy life insurance? Because all of us know for certain we're going to die one day. In order to enjoy the life benefit of life insurance, you got to die. But you don't get to enjoy it. Other people get to enjoy it. All right. So death reigned through Adam because of one man's sin. Everyone is affected, infected, okay, condemned. Death is evidence, okay, of sin. What? The time gone so fast. All right, now, grace reigned through Christ, 15 to 19. Now, here talks about the gift. You read now, the gift, 5 times, okay, the gift, okay, appear. So what is this gift of grace? What is this gift of God? It's a gift of grace, okay, given, okay, to mankind. All right, now, few observation, okay, that I can look at is, moving forward, okay, few observation, okay, first Adam and second Adam. From verse 15 to 19, Paul make a contrast, talking about this one man, that sin, and the other one man, okay, that saved us. The first Adam, okay, this one man trespass. What is the meaning of trespass? He enter, yes, sin. Okay, he sinned. He made an offense. Okay, he enter a place that he should not. He go against, okay, a rule, or enter a place without permission. Okay, trespass versus God's gracious gift. So first Adam trespass. So many died. God sent Jesus. Okay, the one man, God's gracious gift, he also saved many. Verse 16, because of one man trespass, judgment came and condemnation. Because Jesus came down on the cross, you are justified. Now, death reigned through one man. Because of one man, death spread all over mankind. But verse 17, the same one, gift of righteousness, it reigned in life. Because of one man, Jesus Christ, who came. All right? I think I don't have to tell you all the story. Jesus died on the cross and go, right? Okay, now. That one man trespass. Verse 18 said, he bring condemnation. Because sin. It's sin against God. Verse 18, same one. But their righteous act, one act of sin or trespass, condemnation. One act of righteous act of Jesus brought justification. Verse 19, one man of disobedience make many sinners. But the one man obedience make many righteous. All right? So with that, God's gracious gift reign in life through that one man that is none other than Jesus Christ. Amen? So God reigns through the second Adam, because that one man makes sacrifices, going to the cross as Jesus, and with that, okay, everyone is saved and justified. Okay, everybody good? Third, grace triumph over sin and death. With those that said, because of that reign through the first Adam, because of one act of Jesus, okay, grace, okay, reign in our life and give us life. Now, grace triumph over sin and death. You look at verse 20 to 21. The law was brought in so that the trespass might increase. But where sin increased, grace increased all the more. So that just as sin reigned in death, so also grace might reign through righteousness to bring eternal life through Jesus Christ the Lord. Now, in the whole passage, you look at this gift that Paul was talking about. It's none other than God's gracious gift. Okay, the grace of God. And this grace of God triumphed over sin, law, and death. And that grace of God made provision, okay, for us and lead us and bring us, okay, to eternal life, okay, through Jesus Christ. In other words, to paraphrase that. Now, a lot, when you come to a grace teaching, many go wrong in the sense is because the wrong teaching, okay, is that you continue to sin. You want to see grace increase, you better sin more so that grace of God increase. Is that right? Of course, it's not, all right? So when a person commits sin, when you think about how is he able to be forgiven? Of course, grace of God is far more than what the sin has committed. This verse is not about asking you to commit sin, okay? It's that whatever sin that you have right now, grace of God is far more, much more, okay, to all the more, all right, it could forgive you, because sin reigned in death, but grace is going to reign. All right, now, Adam's trespass had consequences for the entire human race, and many died. Now, Adam's one sin caused all to die and condemn. It only takes one sin to disobey. But Jesus, the second Adam, just one act of righteousness, died on the cross, bringing life to everyone. Amen? All right, now, a few more sentences. Okay, Adam was tested in the garden, surrounded by beauty and love, but he failed. Can we think about it? How? Huh? All right? But Jesus was tempted in the wilderness, and he overcame temptation. So when Adam was the first, he failed. Jesus came, and is the better Adam, okay, to save each and every one of us. Adam took the forbidden fruit and was cast out of paradise. But Jesus turned the thief at the cross, and he said to him, "You shall be with me in paradise." Can you see how Adam is a superior? Jesus is the superior Adam, okay, that has come. All right. Now, this was interesting fact that you can actually read in Genesis and Malachi and Revelation. All right. Now, the generation of Adam in Old Testament end with Malachi chapter 4 and 6. If you read, end with a curse. Genesis 1, 2, Adam and Eve was being created. New Testament, when you begin Matthew, it's about the generation of Jesus. All right? and ends with no more curse in Revelation 22:23. Just interesting when you look at the whole Bible, the story of redemption. So as I close, sin and death have been defeated. Yes. Grace of God has triumphed over sin and death. Sometimes I think about our Christian life, right? Think about this. Are we still fighting over sin and death? Rightfully not. Because it's sin and death has been defeated. True. But sin and death still reign. So that is where I'm looking at. Where are we focusing? Are we focusing on sin and death? Or our heart and mind is to bring forth, okay, the gracious gift of God, the grace of God that God has given. We sing the song, Amazing Grace. Or good thinking about all the defeat, okay, that Adam has. We think about his saving grace. We think about his empowering grace that God has given us. All right? Now, I want to come back to the first thing that I mentioned about earlier. What has man become? What is the secret to overcome that? Actually, I brought a secret inside this box. Secret. How many of you want to know this secret inside this box? You want to see? Okay. Only April want to see the rest. She only have the secret. Okay. Only she has a secret. Come. Who else want to see? Oh, okay. Come, Dixon. The secret. Earlier when I begin, I said that what man has become. What was the second one? How many remember? It's the man in the mirror. Friends, sometimes I look at it, we know all the truth and what God has given us. Alright? So when we look at the man in the mirror, it's not under you and I. What are we doing about it? Are we still focusing on the sin and death, everyday sin and death? Or we are looking at God's gracious gift, His amazing grace, His saving grace, okay, His empowering grace. We are not living in defeat anymore. God has given us victory, okay? And not only victory on the cross, but every day we can live a victorious life. And good amen. All right, let us pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Okay, praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father God, I commit all of us into your hands. Father, today, even as we look at Romans chapter 5, Father, let it be dawned upon us. Okay, each time when we look at the mirror, are we looking at the sinfulness of man or we are looking at the gracious gift of God? When we look at the mirror, when we look at our own life, are we in Christ or are we still stuck in Adam? Father God, I pray for all of us, okay, that we take this gift, this grace, the grace, God's gracious gift, okay, to another level of meaning, that we able, Lord, experience you, experience your grace, experience your amazing grace, your saving grace, all the more, Lord, your grace empower us, okay, to bring about, okay, this good news, this gospel explain, okay, to many others who yet to know you. Father, I commit all of us into your hands. In Jesus' name I pray. Everyone say, amen. Give Jesus a big hand.